We are joined this morning by Dr. Donald Hensrud, who is the medical director of the Mayo Clinic's Healthy Living Program, and he's here to talk about getting us on the right lesson plan for a healthy school year. We spent the entire summer undoing everything we thought is good. Kids getting later hours to bed, eating different things, eating somewhere else than at home. Help us, doctor, get things back on track for the school season. What's the first thing we should look at?
Well, you're absolutely right. When starting school in the fall, it can be an exciting but sometimes chaotic time to get back on schedule. But it's really important to maintain good health habits and diet, physical activity, and sleep to keep us all energized and feeling as well as possible. One of the things that people can do is start their schedule before school starts. Don't wait till it starts and then try and get in the swing of things. Start the week before with good nutrition and sleep especially.
Yeah, a little practice. And in fact, we did that with my daughter. We knew that the school was going to be starting, so we tried to get her on as best as possible a correct sleep schedule. What do you say as far as sleep? How much and what are we looking for?
Well, young kids need 9 to 11 hours of sleep, and adults 7 to 8 hours, and most of us don't get that. It's important to set a good routine. With younger kids, reading before going to bed can help prepare them for a good night's sleep. For older kids, it's important to unplug. They should not be on their phones, their tablets, or TV before going to sleep, because studies have shown that the light from these devices can actually interfere with sleep. And also try not to delay sleep. You know, sometimes we get on a busy schedule, we wait till the weekend to catch up, but we really don't function as well that day. Everybody knows what it's like when we have a really poor night, but even a little bit each night, if we don't get adequate sleep, can make a difference in how we feel and how we function the next day.
Absolutely, especially for kids who have to pay attention in school, and many of them, because of school bus routes or whatever, have to get up a lot earlier than they were even used to. Before, especially if they're starting a new school, a whole new routine. Let's talk a little bit about nutrition. What do we want to talk about there?
Well, snacking is not all bad. Snacking is good. For example, when kids get home from school, they may be hungry. With our children, we would give them a choice of whatever fruit they wanted. We'd keep a lot of fresh fruit around. Or other healthy snacks can be peanut butter with bananas or celery, raisins. Cut up vegetables such as baby carrots with a healthy dip, even hummus if they like it, yogurt or nuts. That can keep them going until dinner time. Obviously, they shouldn't eat too much before dinner time and not too much before bed either, because that can interfere with sleep a little bit.
We're talking today with Dr. Donald Hensrud, who is the medical director of the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program, getting us kind of back on a different schedule or a right lesson plan for a healthy school year, because obviously if they've got enough sleep, if they're well fed, they can focus and do better in education. Let's talk a little bit about exercise. Gym classes in schools sometimes have been eliminated, so sometimes it's still up to the parents to get kids to remain active. What do you recommend?
That's a really good point, that kids sometimes aren't getting a lot of exercise at school and they need it. They're perpetual motion machines and they need to move around to function best. Usually we recommend about an hour a day for children older than 6. If they're getting it at school, great. If they have an after-school activity, such as soccer or another sport, that's great. And that's a good time for parents to get activity in. Go for a walk while your kids are doing their activity, or a bike ride. Another tip, if they're not getting it during the day, is instead of going right to the couch or the TV after dinner, go for a family walk after dinner. It's a great time to connect and talk about the activities that are going to go on the next day and make it fun. My wife used to do a wonderful job when our kids were young. She'd dance with them, and they absolutely loved it, or play video games, active video games with them where everybody's moving. So there's lots of things that kids can do and parents can do, and it helps them function better throughout the day.
Kids of different ages, though, have different attitudes of a lot of these different things. How do you kind of tailor it towards whether you're dealing with someone who's a kindergartner or someone who's into high school?
Very important question. In the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program, with the adults that we see, we individualize a healthy living plan. We help people design their own individualized wellness plan because everybody's different. And as you just pointed out, kids are different depending on their age. It's important to set expectations and set an example. Kids will copy what we do and what we feel is important. It may not always seem like that, but it does rub off on them. So young kids, activities should be appropriate for their age. If older kids are in activities and sports, that's great. But if not, we should set an expectation of getting some type of activity throughout the day. Let them choose and involve them in the process, but set the expectation they should do something.
With all these different activities we're planning now, how do we kind of keep the stress level? Because that's what also affects our life.
Really good point. One of the things I recommend is getting together as a family on the weekend and planning out the week's activities. When we're going to have dinner, what we're going to eat, to some extent, when people need rides. And that can help things go a little bit smoother during the week and have less stress, or perceived stress at least. And we all need some time to wind down, so time to read. Kids have homework to do. And an important point is that we need to take care of the entire family and our children. But adults need time for their relationship, too. So they need to plan to keep their own relationship strong and keep the stress down that way.
Dr. Donald Hensrud, the medical director of the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program, our guest today. If people want to find out some more information, maybe get more in on this stories, where can we get some details?
Our website is mayoclinic.org, or just search on Healthy Living at Mayo Clinic. There's all kinds of information, tips there on how to incorporate these healthy habits in our own lives. And for people interested in the Mayo Clinic Healthy Living Program, there's information on that on our website as well.
Always great information from the Mayo Clinic. Doctor, thank you for sharing your time today. Appreciate it.